Good evening, I'm Janice Wright. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. One, U.S. women's soccer co-captain Megan Rapinoe and her teammate shared a float with Mayor de Blasio and U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordera at a parade honoring the team in New York. Rapinoe struck her now famous victory pose in the Canyon of the Heroes. After chants for equal pay from the crowd, Cordero said women deserve fair and equitable pay. Two, a six-year-old girl and two adults were killed and two others very seriously injured in a house fire in Queens. An 8-month-old boy and 42-year-old woman have been hospitalized in critical condition. The blaze was reported just after 4 Wednesday in the two-story home on 93rd Street in East Elmhurst. About 100 firefighters responded. No word yet on the cause. Three, Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is refusing to resign, defending his handling of 2008 sex abuse case against billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, in which he got off with what appeared to be a light sentence. Sports, former Yankee pitcher and author of the tell-all book Ball 4, Jim Bouton, has died at his Newark home. Weather, partly cloudy and humid, low near 75 on Thursday, some sun, then clouds, warm and humid, with an increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day, lows dropping into the 70s at night. Listen live to WCBS anytime at WCBS880.com, the radio.com app, or ask your Amazon device to play WCBS 880.